4 months ago, cattle grazed along the River Niger as local farmers neared a record vegetable harvest in a country where 1 in 6 children was malnourished because of poor rains across the Sahel. Now, the riverside grasses for cattle are underwater. Fishermen cast their nets atop flooded fields of lettuce. Too much rain too soon flooded crops, driving people from their homes as the river burst its banks, washing away vegetables and rice, and displacing more than 5,000 people around the capital, Niamey. The water came quickly to Ilya Halima's Lamorde neighborhood. Halima says her family was surprised by the water. They had it blocked and thought there was no way it could overrun them. But at 6 o'clock in the evening, the governor and their mayor came and told them they had to go. They were moved to a school because the students were on vacation. The United Nations and the aid group Oxfam helped resettle people temporarily in schoolyards. Those who have family or other places to live gradually left the camps. But those without anywhere to go lingered on as the school year approached. So Niger's government moved them to other sites so schools could open on schedule. Colonel Soumana Djibo is the local governor.
Resumption of school is on due time. So people have to leave the family has, they have to leave the school. So those who didn't know where to go, we have vacated a certain site with some shelters, with tents, water, sanitation, and hygiene to really relocate people within and to take care of them, to give them a human face way of living in this site.
Ilya Halima lives at one of these sites with her children and her mother in tents provided with the help of Rotary International. She's looking for a place to live, but says renting a house in the capital requires 3 or 4 months' rent to be paid in advance, and she does not have the money to pay. Halima says they spend every night here, and during the day they look for somewhere to live so they can leave. She says it's hard finding a house in Niamey. Her children have returned to school, and they do not want to live here forever. That's her biggest problem, because the children's school is so far from the camp. Colonel Djibo says the government does not want these people simply to return to land that will be flooded again the next time the river rises. So authorities are trying to help them get out of the tents and find somewhere more permanent on higher ground. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Niamey.